This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We are joined by one of the cast members, Gillian Cosgriff. Welcome to the Royal Daltons.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. We want to know, I mean, it's, you know, it's an unusual way to start, but we want to know all about it.
What's the 411?
What is loving repeating about? Yeah.
Well, loving repeating is about Gertrude Stein, and it's sort of about her love affair with Alice B. Toklas and her love affair with language as well and with words and with her work. So the music's written by Stephen Flaherty, who usually works with Lynn Ahrens. They wrote the music for Once on This Island, Ragtime, Seussical, Rocky.
Yeah.
They've written a bunch of stuff together. So he wrote all the music for this and the book with a guy called Frank Galati. And all the words are Gertrude's. So the entire libretto is is her.
So that was an easy job then, really.
Oh, very, very simple.
You didn't have to write anything.
Once you start to see the text, I think you see how difficult it was because so much of her work is about repetition and about things being written in code because she was, you know, gay in a time where you couldn't be openly gay. So that's been really exciting for us, is kind of going, what does she actually mean when she says this?
That's a really interesting point. Who was, for people who don't know, who was Gertrude Stein?
So Gertrude Stein is a writer. She was kind of one of the artsy set in Paris in the turn of the century, 1920s. So she used to hang out with Pablo Picasso and Matisse and Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald. Yeah. She would have these amazing salons.
Few names there.
But she was, you know, this phenomenal writer. And so she wrote, one of her most famous lines is, a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. Things like that.
I mean, that's just brilliant.
I mean, she's right.
She's not incorrect.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's not fiction.
So you wonder what would inspire someone to say, I know, I'm going to put music to this and I'm going to get a story out of, the story's obviously there, but to make it into one, you know, one long story or one play or one musical or whatever. Why would inspire someone to do that then?
The writing is so beautiful, and Gertrude, for me always anyway, has been, she's just the most fascinating figure. You know, we sort of talked about with the cast that she's one of those writers who's almost more known for her personality than, you know, obviously her writing is brilliant,
just
but
the
it's
writing,
not as hugely read as some of the writers from that time. You know, she, like the quotes that we have from her, things that she said, my favourite one that I love, that I'm living my life by now, is she once said, you look ridiculous if you dance, you look ridiculous if you don't dance, so you might as well dance.
Yes, I read that just recently.
Words to live by. Yeah. It's great. I love it.
Now, she's believed, in fact, in her writing, to have been the first person to coin the word gay.
Yeah, in a written sense. She's the first person to use the word. It comes up in a poem that she wrote about, it's called Miss Fur and Miss Skeen, Helen Fur and Georgine Skeen. Helen Fur and Georgine Skeen were gay there. They were regularly gay. They were not very gay there, but they were gay there.
Right.
So it's amazing. And it's looking at these connotations of when does she mean happy and when does she mean, you know, gay in a homosexual sense. So it's just amazing.
And what about your role? Are you Alice?
I'm young Alice. So in true Cubist fashion, we look at it from multiple viewpoints.
Because there's like 17 people that actually play Gertrude, isn't there?
Well, there's three, but sometimes it feels like 17. So there's three Gertrudes and there's two Alices. So I'm young Alice. So I kind of play out the early years of their lives together, where you know, Alice met Gertrude and how they kind of fell in love and the beginning of their story.
Wow.
And it's the most beautiful story. You know, they were together their whole lives. In Alice's in her own memoir, she says, I met Gertrude Stein on this date in 1908, and I was in love with her ever since then, until her death and all the sad years after that.
Oh my
gosh. She lived for 20 years after Gertrude died, which is too long to be alone, I think.
So at its essence, it's basically a beautiful love story between two people, is that right?
Yes, definitely.
Between two girls.
Yes. Yeah.
Lesbians.
There's plenty of love stories between men as well in the show. There's something for everybody.
Please don't soil this.
I'm so sorry.
I'm talking about beautiful love.
All right, all right.
Yeah. A woman and a woman. We're over men.
Oh, well, this is the show for you.
It really is. Well, there's obviously a lot of a buzz about this because it is a massive production, isn't it, really? I mean, getting all this story together, all on a chapel, and with a great cast as well.
A beautiful cast.
Yeah, yeah.
So many excellent humans.
Yeah, which is great. And is it part of Midsummer then?
Yes, it is.
It is part of Midsummer. Yeah. Because I know it's Vic Theatre Company.
Yes, first production for Vic Theatre Company. Wow. So mm-hmm. It's a brand new company started by Glenn Ferguson. So Glenn and I and one of the other girls in the cast, we were all in the same year at WAPA. We all did music theatre together. There's a lot of WAPA grads in the show, actually. And
only the best.
Well, some of.
Some of them.
You said
and
that.
And plenty of excellent other humans. So Glenn, after a few years out, decided that he wanted to take sort of a producer role. And he's doing an amazing
good on
job.
Him.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Well, we love good theatre, and I think it's absolutely fantastic that there is this company that is emerging. This is all happening at Chapel Off Chapel, and it all starts next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Don't say it out loud.
Oh, you're I bet you're so already. Soon. And it runs right through to the 8th of February, but it's a midsummer event. It's at Chapel Off Chapel. It's going to be big. So get in there and book now.
Exactly.
chapeloffchapel.com.au.
Mm-hmm. Or you can go to the Midsummer website, which is midsummer.org.au. It's called Loving Repeating, a Musical of Gertrude Stein. What a beautiful piece it is going to be. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.